salvation power, kingdom power, Christ power is released through you because the one who has been accusing you has been cast down. When Jesus was talking to the woman who had committed adultery, at the very end of the deal, he says, "Woman, where are your accusers?" She looked up and said, "None, Lord." And he said, "Neither do I accuse you. Go your way and sin no more." See, Jesus is not accusing you. God is not accusing you. God's not mad at you. He's not upset with you. He's waiting on you to get a revelation of who you are in the kingdom so that you can stop acting like somebody's angry with you. The only one accusing you is the devil. And he's cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever the situation is, forgive yourself. It becomes a testimony. I did this, but look at me now. That's the essence of a testimony. I used to be this, but look at me now. I used to say that, but look at me now. I used to do that, but look at me now. Your used to is just as far away as you want it to be. And it can happen. Your used to be can happen on a dime. You can turn in a second. You don't have to work yourself into it. You don't have to coax yourself into it. Your used to be is whenever you choose to used to be. So right now, I need you to choose to used to be. How many of you are serious about this power release that is coming? I'm telling you, it's here. God's been talking to me about it for the past 2 weeks. He's been showing it to me in my sleep. It's here. Some of you are going to touch people and you're going to watch limbs grow back into place. You're going to watch hair grow back into place. I'm telling you, that you better get with me. Power is here and it's here for you. Do you want it? Yes. Yeah. If you want it, then right now, I want you to close your eyes, extend your hands to heaven, and say this after me. Say, "Father, right now." No, you got to come on better than that. That's why I had you scream Jesus. Say this after me. Say, "Father, right now, right now, right now, I forgive myself. I am who you say I am. Not who Satan says I am. I can do what you say I can do. Not what Satan says I can't do. I have power. 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 Now, I'm going to tell you why I had you saying that. You can't say you have power in your name. You can only say you have power in his name because you can't get it in your name. You can only get it in his name. That's why we sing King Jesus. All of heaven knows your name. They know his name. And when you come in your name, Satan can say, "Now, you see what he did? You see what she did?" But when you come in his name, Satan can say, "You see what he did?" And God says, "I don't even see them. I see him. I don't even see them. I see him." And if they are saying they have power in his name, I see his name and respond to them with power. So put your hands up. In this moment, get out of you. Get out of you and get in his name. Get out of you and get in his name. Let me hear that, King Jesus. I'm gonna tell you why that's important. I'm gonna tell you why that's important. We oftentimes call for revival. You know what we think revival looks like? A whole lot of fast music and a lot of jumping around and some people get saved. Let me tell you who gets revived. me give you the truth of what revival is. See, hang on. Have my EMTs come? Do I have my paddles? No? That's okay. That's all right. But Dr. Karen, you come on up here. Do you have the paddles? Don't worry about it. Hey, you don't have to call them in. By the time they get here, we're going to be on another section. Come on up here, Dr. Karen. Some of y'all know this is Dr. Karen. Dr. Karen works for the ministry. She's the medical doctor for the ministry. And so I want her to just be here to fact check me, okay? All right? In your body, there is an electrical current.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. Your heart beats in an electrical current. When people code, meaning when their heart stops and they stop breathing, that electrical current is disrupted. Is that correct?
Exactly right.
And so they have something called a defibrillator. You've seen it on like shows where they go, clear, poof. Thank you. And you see the dude go,
clear.
They do that deal, right?
And then they all look at the monitor to see if electricity is back in the right rhythm.
And it causes that shock puts that electricity back into the right rhythm, and everybody just stops for a second and goes, let me look at the monitor. Let me tell you what you're calling for when you're calling for revival. You're calling for the paddles.
Yeah, that's right.
You're calling for the paddles because revival, to revive, means to give life to something that used to be alive but is currently dead. If you're calling for salvation, then you're calling for life to come into something that has not experienced life yet. But if you're calling for revival, you're calling for life in you. You're calling for life inside of the parts of you that are dead. You're calling for the paddles. You're calling for the paddles. So when we sing this, King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Why? Because we can't do it in our name. We need your name. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Why? Your glory doesn't shake it. His glory shakes it. And His glory on you will shake every situation that you walk into. It'll shake every situation that you walk. Just those electrical currents, when it hits that body shakes. Why? Because power has gone into that body and caused it to shake. You're going to walk into some situations and you're going to cause it to shake. You're going to cause the situation to shake. Why? Because you're calling for revival. Revival. We want to see your kingdom come. You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Extend your hands toward heaven. Come on. Phase two. Phase two, short phase. Very short phase. I want to let you know what my job is. Because some of you have my job twisted. Some of you have my job twisted, so I'm going to let you know what my job is. Ephesians chapter 2 tells you, I think it's chapter 2. Let me make sure. Hang on. I don't want to lie to you. Just hold, please. Nope. Hold on.
Five.
Good job, doctor. Y'all don't know this, but Dr. Karen moonlights as a preacher. Ephesians chapter,
and he done handed me a microphone.
I know, right? Ephesians chapter 4. We were both just a little bit off. We were in the middle though. Ephesians chapter 4 describes to you what apostles, pastors, evangelists, teachers, preachers do, or evangelists, yeah, the fivefold ministry. It describes what we do. And it says this: for the equipping of the saints. My job is not to heal anybody. My job is to get you to a place to where you heal people. My job is not to get people saved. My job is to get you to a place to where you are getting people saved. My job is not to go in and fix it. My job is to get you to a place where you understand that you have power to go fix it.
Aren't you supposed to do the work of the ministry?
Yeah, I am. The work.
Why don't you read the rest of that?
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's right. Who's supposed to do the work? Let's see.
Who's supposed to do the work?
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
Who does the work in the ministry?
Who does the work? You do.
Saints.
You're the saints. And saints, let me tell you how deep you are in it. You're about neck deep. You just called for revival and you said it in His name. He's faithful. You called for revival and you said it in His name. So it's time for you to do the work. Time for you to do the work. So phase three is this. James. James chapter 5. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. The Amplified says elders are people who have who know the spiritual way, who are spiritual markers, spiritual guides.
It didn't say preachers?
No, not preachers or pastors, just spiritual guides. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up, and if he's committed any sins, it will be forgiven him. It doesn't even put him in a 12-step program, y'all. It don't tell him that he's got to come back and see the pastor 5 times. It just says, if he's committed any sins, he'll be forgiven. Check this out.
Wait, what about a big sin?
I don't care. Doesn't even matter.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Doesn't even matter. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man I'm getting ahead of myself, of a righteous man avails much. Catch this in the Amplified. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, and your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored in a spiritual tone of mind and heart. Sound like the paddles, sounds like revival, that you would be restored in your spirit and in your heart, that you would be restored. Why? The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. If we're going to believe this, let's believe it all. I want the power that is available, that is dynamic in its working. We're talking about prayer. We're talking about our Father. That's the name of the series. Well, your Father said, if you confess your sins to one another, pray for one another, that your effectual, fervent, and continued heartfelt prayer that is of a righteous man, which Jesus has made you righteous, so you don't have to debate whether or not you qualify. You qualify because you're the righteousness of God. And it makes power available, dynamic in its working. If you're in here tonight and you're called to the prophetic, you're called to the prophetic. I want you right up here. Y'all just take a couple steps back
bold.
And let's assess you. Come on back up here.
I want you right here.
I want you right here. This is not a something's wrong with you altar call. This is a you need to come on and get your power. You're called to the prophetic. You're called, and you're called to be a prayer. You're called to the ministry of prayer. Come on up here.
Called to prayer, intercessors.
Come here, Laura Sanders. We sing hallelujah. No. You come on up here. I want you laying hands on these folks. Right now. I speak concerning you, and I say that the day for you to be launched into your seeing and hearing and knowing and discerning the very heartbeat of God has arrived. You are not going to the next level. You are at the next level. You are not on your way to the next level. You are at the next level. You are not in the process. You are the product. You are here. You are now. It's a now faith. And it's right now that God is commissioning you, and He is putting words into your ear and into your heart. Dreams tonight. If you are called to pastoral ministry, and maybe you're up here for something else and you're like, I'm called to all of that. That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's coming. If you're called to pastoral ministry, I want you right over here by the red couches. right over here by the red couches. If you're called to pastoral ministry, I want you right over there by the red couches. Rabia, I want you laying hands on those folks. If you're called to pastoral ministry or you're called to missions, I want you right over there. Now hang on, whoa. After you get up, after you're done being ministered to, I want you to stay up here. Do they need you? They don't need you. If you're called to worship ministry, I want you right back there. Right back there in that open area. If you're called to worship ministry. Jordan, if you'll go back there. If you're on stage and you're called and you feel like you need to be in some of this, go. Be there. Yeah. You're about, hey, prayers, listen, if you're praying, I need you praying those scriptures out, and I want us to fill this atmosphere. Hey.
Whatever you want.
The Holy Spirit just spoke this to me. If you have a sickness and don't nobody else know about it, like it's a sensitive subject,
we won't ask you
what your symptoms are. We don't need to know the sickness. We know the healer.
He knows.
If you got a, matter of fact, I'm gonna, Kenneth, get up here with your finger. Bring your finger up here. Yeah. You and your finger, come here.
Yeah. Whatever. If you got something between you and the Lord needs a touch from Him tonight in this corporate anointing.
Hey, if she just laid hands on you for healing ministry, come here. Come here. God says it's your time right now. It's your time right now. I want you to expect that healing virtue flows, and whatever you got to do to get to that place of faith, if you need to hang back for a minute, don't you start laying hands on them until you have arrived at that place of faith. But once you're there, once you believe that it's not you, but it is Jesus working through you, it's His blood shed on the cross that you are now empowered with, that you're going to put your hands on these people, and the healing virtue of God is going to go from you into them.
You reach out with your faith and you touch it.
You touch their healing.
And then it flows.
You touch their healing. Doesn't even matter what it is. You touch their healing. You touch their healing. Right now, I want you to go over there and lay hands on them. Now. Turn it up, prayers. Turn it up. Going into the military or some type of law enforcement. The Holy Spirit showed me your head. Just a second. Come right over here. Military, some type of law enforcement. Come here. And I don't know why this just came up in my spirit. Shane Carey, where you at? You're the prayer. You ain't the catcher this time. You're the prayer. Impart into them.
Heart of a warrior.
Children's ministry.
Come on.
Children's ministry. You're called to children's ministry. You're called to children's ministry right here.
Even if you came up for something else already.
Yeah. Come right here, right here.
Is
If you're here and you don't know what your calling is, or if you're here and you have a calling that either I haven't called yet or I wouldn't even think to call it. Like, I wouldn't know to say that you're called to I just looked at you and thought origami, not that you're called to origami. But like, whatever it is you're called to, if you have a calling that is a little unusual, or if you have a calling and you have a calling, but you're unsure what that is, like you're still working that out, I want you to come up here, right here, right here, right here, right here, right here. Meanwhile, if you need emotional healing, or there's some stuff happening in your life where it's not a sickness, so you didn't respond to the healing altar call because you're not sick in your body, but you're sick in your mind, you're sick in your heart, you're sick in your spirit, you're sick in your soul. There's some stuff going on that where you need emotional healing. I want you right back there by Miss Charity. Miss Charity, raise your hand. Raise your hand.
Can I go with her?
Yes, you can go back there with her. Dr. Karen is going back there. The doctor is in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
Her and Dr. Jesus. Hey, look, there's no condemnation, no fear. But to get something you've never gotten, you've got to do something you've never done. So I want you to go right back there and meet with those women. Go back right back there and meet with Galen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
support that?
I am a depression survivor and not ashamed to admit it. Because Jesus is the healer.
Yes, he is.
If there's anything nagging at your heart, come on back and get prayer.
Yes, he is. Aramas todo bocote lebe la dalo bosoto. Aramanda la basite. Ostebekere le monda la basite la cosoto. Ronda la masite. Let me tell you something. The danger of growing up, and if you're here for this altar call, take one step forward toward me so I can see where you are. All right, just fan out. Fan out. I need you to just fan out. How many of you are here because you have a calling that is unusual? Raise your hand. How many of you are here because you have a calling and you don't know what that is yet? Raise your hand. How many of you are here and you have a calling and it's just because I hadn't said it yet? Raise your hand. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, it doesn't have to look like everybody else's. I say that to all three categories. It doesn't have to look like everybody else's. It doesn't have to look like everybody else's. All right? I'm specifically not asking the Holy Spirit what your calling is. I believe that he would tell me. But I'm specifically not asking him. Let me tell you why. I don't need to know what it is to know that you have power. I don't need to know what it is to know that you have power. And it does not have to look like what everybody else's has looked like in the past. It doesn't have to look like what everybody else has looked like in the past. You got me? You got me? So right now, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to put your eyes on that thing that God, put your eyes on the prize. I want you to put your eyes on the prize. Put your eyes on the prize. Put your eyes on that thing that God has called you to do. And if you don't know what that is yet, I want you to see it in your spirit. And if you don't know what that is yet, I want you to see Jesus. You may not know what it is yet, but you know who, you know the who. You don't know the it, but you know the who. You don't know the it, but you know the who. And just begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him and thank him that you are called. You are called with a holy calling. You are a holy priesthood, a royal generation, a new breed of Christian, a new breed of believer. You have a new breed of faith. You have a new breed. You have a new breed inside of you. You have a new breed inside of you. It's brand new. It's brand new. It's brand new. It's brand new. It's activated when you activate it. So go ahead and start stirring it up. Begin to pray in other tongues. Begin to worship him in other tongues. Begin to call out to him. Just begin to call out to him. He's faithful, and what he has shown you, he's not going to tease you with it, but he's going to bring it to pass. And if he hasn't shown you yet, that means he wants you to look at him a little while longer. He wants you to look at him a little while longer so that you can be changed into his image, so that you can be changed. Just begin to worship him. Just begin to worship him. Just begin to worship him. And in the Bible, whenever they would fight a battle, they would send in the worshipers first to begin to lift up a standard. There's a story in the Bible where it talks about how Judah was called on to go in first into the battle. Why does that make sense? Because when you are in a place of spiritual pursuit of God, worship needs to go first. Worship needs to go first. Worship with your faith. Worship with your faith.